This is GPB. I'm Taylor Gant.
And I'm Leah Fleming. The state's economy has grown to be the ninth largest in the country, but not everyone in Georgia is enjoying economic prosperity. Take Athens, Clark County. One in four children there live in poverty. Over 28% of the population are poor. Athens, Clark County is ranked one of the state's 91 persistently poor counties, and lawmakers there have said enough is enough. They have now set aside $4 million in the 2020 fiscal year budget to help the poor. It's called a prosperity package. Joining us to talk about it is Kelly Gertz. He is the mayor of the Unified Government of Athens, Clark County. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Leah. So glad to be here with you.
It is a pleasure to have you. So I want to know, how have you experienced this problem of poverty in your community personally? Because I know a lot of lawmakers often don't talk about how they've actually seen the problems up close.
Sure. Well, I have the experience of a little more than two decades in public education here in Athens, first as a teacher and later as a high school administrator. And many of the families I worked with are directly impacted by poverty. And I have to say that most of these are working families. The reality of persistent poverty in Athens is that these are people making low wages, but who are going to work and sweating day in, day out. Just on the drive over to the studio this morning, I passed some people doing fabulously well in Athens, professors on their way to the university, doctors on their way to working at the hospital. But I also passed homeless folks who were on Prince Avenue and Baxter Street with their luggage. I passed parents with a couple children in tow, just trying to make it by. And what we need to see in Athens is a true rising tide for everybody. We need shared prosperity. If you look historically at this community, you move back 200 years and you saw a large portion of the population in slavery and later post-Civil War in sharecropping. Later on in textile production, which was low-wage employment, and today in the service industry. So right now we've got about 3.5% official unemployment, but as you mentioned, better than a quarter of the population living in poverty, and now's the time to make a difference.
Mm. According to a University of Georgia researcher that has studied poverty in Athens and presented those findings to the commission, more people there are employed now than 2 years ago. But I'm wondering, where is the disconnect, do you think? Where is that kink in the chain that's blocking prosperity from reaching working people?
I think wages are probably the biggest gap. But really, when you're talking about poverty, you're talking about a multi-layered phenomenon. And so as we have been preparing the budget for fiscal year 2020, which just began on July 1st, already we were poised to put hundreds of thousands of dollars into youth skill development, into mental health support, into training for high-wage, high-demand employment. And we're right on the cusp of putting $45 million into affordable housing and workforce housing over the next decade. But the county commission decided that they wanted to take an even bigger bite and wanted to do something significant. So I really will credit fellow commissioners such as Mike Hamby and Ovita Thornton for saying, let's take some of our working reserves and put $4 million into making an even bigger footprint around this poverty question. So for a working family, even if you're making $15 an hour, child care is going to cost you more than a quarter of your income. And so realizing that, we thought, well, addressing this can be a way to first bring people in the door and then begin to talk about some other needs around health care or around mental health or around skills training. So we believe we've got the first step in moving forward toward a solid, good expenditure of this $4 million. Certainly what we don't want to do is have a great year of success and then have families fall back into the patterns and the circumstances they were in prior. We want to permanently move the game forward here in Athens.
That's what I was going to say. Money comes and it goes just as fast, and it will certainly take more than $4 million to end poverty in Athens.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So are there plans to grow more resources?
There are. We're looking at public, private, and nonprofit partners. One of the things that I'll be doing in the coming weeks and months is reaching out to employers and asking, how can you help subsidize some of this child care, not just in the short term, but as a permanent employee benefit?
Hmm. How big a deal is this $4 million?
I think it makes a moral stand. I was with a fellow elected official just a week ago, and we were talking about how you can say all kinds of things on the radio, you can put out all kinds of press releases, but really where you spend your money as a community demonstrates your values. And we are intent on spending this $4 million and all of the other dollars that we're going to leverage successfully to say, we want to change the game in Athens. And I will say, if Athens can do it, it can happen in Valdosta and Albany and Savannah and Augusta and throughout the state.
All right. Kelly Gertz is the mayor of the Unified Government of Athens, Clark County. We'd like to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Leah.